So let's start with what is cash collateral? It is cash equivalents. So it could be negotiable instruments, inventory, anything that a Chapter 13 debtor or a small business Chapter 11 case in which there is a security interest, whether it's through inventory purchases or cash flow agreements or factoring agreements. 363 sets forth specifically defines what cash collateral is. 363 also says that the debtor's use of cash collateral is prohibited without the consent of the creditor or a court authorization. Very important. Not only are these rules there, it is your job to advise your client that this motion is there. I would do it in writing. I'd do it in the first meeting. Do as much as you can to let them know. They cannot use that collateral without getting court's permission. And even then, the big issue becomes adequate assurance. Most of you are thinking, well, I'm already providing adequate assurance. Why do I need to file this motion? Well, because 363 says you have to. If you don't, your debtor is not only liable for sanctions, could be. You could be sanctioned. If the debtor doesn't have anything to disgorge, it's going to come from you. It's a malpractice issue, and it could create dischargeability issues. And in my instance, it caused the dismissal of the case. It's not to be taken lightly. So some examples of cash collateral are what we talked about initially, which is rental income from real property. If it's secured by a deed of trust and there's a security instrument, here I've put down there's an assignment of rents, for example, in a deed of trust. But more particularly, look at Section 64 of the Texas Property Code, which takes effect in June of 2011.